Vrindavan Bhavabhasa Vyudhava Vada Raitav Shin Mem, February 28, 1980, and Thursday. Continue.
The positive motivation of Roshan Yaakov, it did not have a vicious at all. When did it happen? Because Matthew was saying Sarah's Yitzchak. So now when Rabbi filled in this way of Tehillat Tzomarim, then the decay will complete the Torah. So in other words, he really comes to me. The Ksivas Sivatam. Alright, then this is what the verse says. Vizel Shina Raiza. What the Abuna Kotzer Rabzira Talib Dalib Sivri Raiza Abuna Alok Dum Tehillat Tzomarim in case book. We should have Abuna Bumunochas. How we can see the Tehillat Tzomarim in the Ashuk. Kosmo Kilu Kibu Marsina. Kosmo 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 So here it's the same shot. It's the same shot. So the Rosh and the Raiden, they all say that what it means is that Rabame filled in this post. And the Mele, he completed the Sivatov. But then the Rimigash says an Arash. Do what they are to make a claim. Eight of the Hosses, all of Shirk is what they are full of. That would be a Zim. And the post is there, who she calls it. If she post is there, I'll call at the cooler one. With the first thing, I'll call at the cooler one. Need to a case say, kill call at the So he doesn't explain it like the Rosh and Rai. The Rosh and Rai would say that he did not write just the first of Tehillat Tzomarim on the Rosh and Rai Yaakov Yitzchak. Because then it would be considered as if he wrote a whole Sivatov. But the Rimika says no, that only he just wrote that one person. And this one person has special shears. Why? Because that one person has reference to the whole Torah. So what's the meaning of that? The person is there, Kolatel Kulo. Nimtza Hakeit say, Kilu Kolatel Kulo Kosa. Very strange. So I'm right. So the other Mishaim say, he put in this posik in his Sivatov, which was complete except for this posik, which was left blank. So we understand. But he said to the Midrash, no, Rabbi only wrote that one posik and a piece of parchment. So on 400 pieces of parchment, he wrote the posik, Tehillat Tzomarim Moshe, Meirosh Yochil Asya. So he says, Nitzu hakeit svei kilu kol adir ikum ekosim. What's the meaning of it? What special significance is there in writing on a piece of parchment just one person? Now, the Rosh who says, Vitzivu nisekte, ake shi yagia le posik ze, shi yidero nik tivero. So the question arises, now, in what? Why did he decide to fill in that in this process? What is it? Because of the Lord, a court case in Posekia for the Yerbi Sakas, Malmur Kotzvo, so he could have written the rest of Posekia of the Lord in the Kobe Swara. So then he certainly would have consummated the Exilus of the Lord. So apparently, he was interested in writing that in that process, but he also wanted to consummate the Ksina Sivatov, so the memory instructed the suffering that when they come to this posik, they should leave it blank and write all the other psukim, and then he will fill in this posik, so then he'll be consummated. The whole Sivatov by filling in this posik. But so he was interested in writing that posik. Apparently, that posik has a special significance. Why should the writing of one posik have more significance than the writing of others? I mean, that's very strange. The shite of the Rosh is that today the Torah Shebaal Peh is mixed up, so one is not the kind of the mitzvah, Ksivas Sivatov, by just writing the Sivatov, but he has to acquire all kinds of Torah, Mishnayos, and Shas, and Posek, and everything. Now, there are two pshat in the Shite Rosh. One pshat is that the Rosh means a chumre, not the chumre. In other words, of course the Rosh is saying that if you don't write this Vatorah on parchment, you're not the kind of mitzvah, kisru, chemes, ashir, aziz. But it's a supplement. Today, this man, before the Torah Shebaal Peh was put into writing, because actually it was also to write the Torah Shebaal Peh. So So Jews had to learn Torah about Pei from Levi. They couldn't learn from Ksomim, from Slor, from Sod. So as long as it was Osel to put Torah about Pei in my name, so then one could be kind of which was given to Asirazes by just like his matter. But today that the Torah about Pei is writing, so one would not be kind of mitzvah by just writing his matter. In addition, over the book, the writing is matter, so he has to acquire Torah Shabbat Pei. Why? Because there's no commission. Vatu Kisvul Chemes Ashira Zeis, Vilibdo is the Yisrael. It's okay. Vilibdo is the Yisrael. So in other words, so that means that the Vilibdo is the Yisrael is an essential ingredient in the mitzvah. In other words, one will not be the kind of mitzvah. One will not be the kind of mitzvah if he'll buy this Torah and then he'll put it in the museum, or he'll put it, let's say, in the vault. This is Torah. Suppose someone buys this Torah. He'll spend $20,000 on this Torah and then he'll put it in the vault in the bank. It's the most precious thing that he has. So keep it in the vault. He will not be the kind of mitzvah at all, as if he didn't buy this Torah. Because the Torah says, the Atel Kisruchem is Ashiva Azeit, the Lindo is the Israel. So in other words, the mitzvah has two ingredients, has two components. One is the writing, and the writing and the learning. And in other words, and it has to be made available for learning. The Lindo is the Israel. So of course, if somebody writes his Torah, and then he puts it in the Mishmetresh, in the Shul, so that people should learn, read from it, and learn from it, then it's Lindo's the Israel. But if he deposits it in the vault, and it's not made available for learning, so it's not the kind of needs something they learn. So as long as Torah Shemal Peh was forbidden to be put in writing, so then the other component of the mitzvah of Ksivas Torah was just to learn Torah Shemachsav. But now that Torah Shemal Peh is writing, so one will not be kind of mitzvah Bishleimus by just writing his Torah. Because the purpose is the Lindo is the Israel. The Lindo, not only the Lindo Torah Shemachsav. You cannot even learn Torah Shemachsav without Torah Shemal Peh. You want to know what the meaning is. So it means the Lindo, Torah Shemachsav, Torah Shemal Peh, everything. So that's why the Rosh says that he has to acquire Slav. According to the Rosh, acquiring Slav is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Some Achayim say that according to the Rosh, so today, that people learn from Slavim and not from Slav Torah, so the acquisition of Slavim is in lieu of writing from Torah. But that's not Mistava, that's Psha. It's more Mistava that the Rosh, Chidesh, is a Chumre, and not a Gur, not a Gur. So anyway, but that goes without saying, no one will believe that the mitzvah of Ksiva Siva Torah does not consist of just writing, but of writing and having it, and having this Torah, and having it in what state? Not having it as a precious thing that is kept in a vault in a bank, but having it in a state that it is made available for learning. That himself should be able to learn from it, and that other Jews should be able to learn from it. Then he is Mikhail the Mitzvah. Now, the Gemara, the Rosh mentions the Gemara in Sukkot. Kotten ha-yidei ha-vidabe, ovid nuamde teiro tzivu lo-novei shen Rosh ha-glasyam. So that is the din the reise, in which you not to be vrecha, that the father is mechuyev to teach a child, his son, Torah, so he has to start teaching him at the very beginning, when he begins to talk. And as long as he's not able to talk, so he cannot teach him any Torah. But the moment he begins to talk, so the father has to teach him Torah. And what is the initial thing in Torah that the father is required to teach his son? The positive thing was in the nation of Roshi Bazyam. That's what the bride said in Sukhya says, and it's also in Sukhya. So Kishatinakis master Udabe, over Kudabe in the Rosh Lakedesh, Umlamde Tevo Tzimul Omeshe, Min Rosh Lakedesh. So that is the Chiyuv of the father to teach the initial thing that he has to teach His son or the children, Vishnambhu, if he's in a position to teach other children who just began to talk, so also he has to teach him Trimati Rodomation and Rosh Hashanah. So in many ways, that's why Rabbam. Now let's consider first the Pshat of the Rosh and the Raivim, not the Pshat of the Rimina. It's very strange. But the Rosh and the Raivim, we both say that he didn't write just the Pasuk Trimati Rodomation Rosh Hashanah. But he wrote this Pasuk to cancel the Torah. But he chose that to this Pasuk. What's the difference with this Pasuk more than any other Pasuk than Prish, Bora, Likim, Rashmai, Zorek? Or the Pasuk of Rain, Kol, Israel, the last Pasuk, Mamech? So he certainly would have cancelled it. The Ksima was Vator. So there is special significance in writing this Pasuk. As part and parcel, or as the conclusion of the whole Sefer Torah. Why? Because since the mitzvah of Ksimas HaTorah does not consist just of writing, but of writing and making it and having the Torah made available to others so that they could learn Torah from it. Now, what portion of the Torah is to be taught to the child the moment he begins to talk? He's able to talk. So when a father teaches a child this person, he's mitayim mitzvah. He's mitayim mitzvah b'shnam b'olach. If a father will start teaching the child something else, so he will not be mitayim mitzvah b'shnam b'olach or vis-a-vis the child in the proper way. That's the halacha. Kishatrit maspul daveh, ovi midaveh v'nei, umlamdei tevotil ormeishim. So the male sins, the Velindos in Israel is an essential ingredient of the mitzvah of Ksivas HaTorah. It's not just a mitzvah to write and keep it in the vault, but to write and make it available through the writing, following with HaTorah. So there is a Hidu mitzvah. There is a mitzvah namachah to write the Sefer Torah in such a way that will make it, that through his writing, he'll make it available for the teaching of children who just began to talk. That's the mitzvah now. This is how the Rosh explained the Rosh in the Bible. Now, the Rimigash, so he says that he just wrote on a piece of parchment. He wrote that person. Now, so what is the meaning of that? Now, of course, it doesn't mean that if a Jew would write on a piece of parchment just one person, and he was in Revelation, or Shabbat Yaakov, he will not have to write the whole Sefer Torah. That's ridiculous. It would be nonsense to say a thing like that. But there is no doubt, I mean, that Rabbani wrote the whole Sefer Torah by himself. But here we're talking about 400 Sefer Torahs. But one Sefer Torah, of course, Rabbani was Mikhail, the mitzvah, Rabbi Kisru, but since in the mitzvah of Ksivas HaTorah there is an element of the Lindas in Israel, so then there is a Kiyuma mitzvah, an extra Kiyuma mitzvah, if a person will write on a cloth this posse which will be made available for teaching children. Now, like this, there is a Roche, there is a machlekes in the Gemara, whether case when you deal with the Tinku Islam, or any case when you deal with the Tinku Islam. We, Padarabba, pass Islam in Manoma, any case when you deal with the Tinku Islam. So it's also have to write just one partial of the Torah in order to teach children. It's also. Today we are able to do that because of Islam, Sarashem, and Yerod Rasach, but without, because of the Tinah Hashor, but without the special Tinah Hashor, so it's also. The Rambam passed it that way, like the Madonna, in case in the Kiddur, it didn't come before. Because Torah, each parasha in the Torah, was not literally causing by itself, but it was literally causing together with all the other parashas. Now, but it is mutar to write the whole Chumash, even those that are like Shechosro, Zahas, is the law. Rambam per esempio la scrittura allora che l'aula è mai così molte altre si facevo con come si come di filarsi vei quando più si faceva so vei ehi avevo dirti che io filarsi ma si io per calarsi vei che si non tempo fanno quando ma quando c'era via di suoti quando te ho assume di no te ho un milione di no io fui se te ho un milione di no so te è nici tutti così e ci faccio vai ciao io fui se te ho assume di no so i giorni di così per te ho not passed out. But even though we pass in the Ramadan passes, they also need to know what they say, Chumash, it is in the Kosev. In other words, there are two in the Kosev. There is one in the Kosev with the Rasevator, so the Oshah Kosev is a Hasid Sumo. But then, there is also in the Kosev with the Rasevator, the Oshah Kosev is a Kedesh. So each Chumash, by its own, Reish, Shmoyim, Svayikro, Vamitvot, Vorei, so it's in the Kosev, as a chumash weizer. So, but, only a chumash, but a parasha, certainly one person by itself, you're not allowed to write. So apparently, it's muchach from this limudash, that the posik, that even though it's a case in you, in typical Islamic law, but the posik of Tehu Tzivol and Mishem, the Rosh HaKiras Yaakov, is not only kosher by itself. Why? Because of the halacha of Mishnah to Mubalech. Sundan Durecho, Mikanamu Chachomi, Mishor Shatini, Kmas Holidabe, or Bifu Lamde, Teo Tzilon, Mishen, Rosh Kiros Yaakov. So that's the Chim Reise of Talmud Torah to each other. In other words, to teach him Teo Tzilon, Mishen, Rosh Kiros Yaakov. So in Leile, the Posit of Teo Tzilon, Mishen, Rosh Kiros Yaakov is Nitun Kosit by itself. If it's Nitun Kosit by itself, why is it Nitun Kosit by itself? Because of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of teaching Torah, each other. The moment he begins to talk, so in Meile, there is a Kiyuma Mitzvah, because there are two aspects in Ksiva Zivator. Kisuva Chem Sashira Zeis, the leader in Israel. Of course, he has to do both. He cannot just, let's say, suppose he'll just write separate from Moshe, and then he'll make it available for teaching Jews the Torah. But he'll just write separate from Moshe, not the whole Zivator, together as a unit. So you will not be carrying the mitzvah of Kisvah HaTashir HaZeris. So there are two components in the mitzvah of the Kisvah HaTashir HaZeris. One, that he has to write the whole Sefer Torah as a unit, and then he omits one also, so he's not be carrying that mitzvah. And then there is another component in the mitzvah. The leader's day is for it. He has to make the Sefer Torah available. So insofar as the other component is concerned, so there is a special key in making it, in making the posik of Tehu Tzivol and Mishem Rosh HaKiras Yaakov available for the Jewish children. So this is what Rabban did. So he wrote on separate pieces, on 400 pieces of parchment. He wrote Tehu Tzivol and Mishem Rosh HaKiras Yaakov in order to make it available for at least 400 children. So that's a Kima Mitzvah. What kind of Kima Mitzvah is it? Of the leader of Israel, so there are two colors in the mitzvah of Tzivah Tzivah Torah. But after Kisvul Lucho, as Ashir HaZeitz, that part, he can only be carried if he writes the whole Tzivah Torah as a unit, and if he writes it, let's say, in separate Chumash, he will not be really carrying that part. But then the other mitzvah, of the leader of Israel, he will be carrying even if he writes the Tzivah Torah on five separate promotion will be kind of another part. So Mele, in order to have a kill, a glorious kill of the winter's day soil, he wrote the posik of Tehu Tzivol and Mishem, the Rosh HaKiras Yaakov, on 400 different pieces of part. To be given to 400 different Jewish children, so that 400 Jewish children will be able, through his writing, to learn Torah, and this is the initial Torah that the child who begins to talk has to learn. Alright. That's also very, very difficult. So then it has a din of Keren. So it has a din of Keren with Abbe Ilchab Chom. So suppose he just planted one vine. One vine, that's all. So then he's not chidol. But if he planted five vines, two and two and one, So then he gets a halusha keret, and he doesn't have to participate in war. Fine. Mace. Now, the discussion of Mace is directed against the memory, against the price that says that it has to be with the heker. So, when it's written on real, so Rebbe said that the shield is shish. So, that's the kash. The kash is directed against this price that says, that Rebbe said that shield simatero with the video is shish. So, it's a very long price. Now let's make all in shows of the ishi, I'm a sign, the hot the apple the hot way. So the oven that may she erected. So the length of the oven was 2 amos and a half. Now an amo is, we are dealing with an amo of shisha tvoch. So each amo has 6 tvoch, 6 cubits. So two ames is 12 tvoch. 2 ames and a half is 15 tvoch. Oh, it's just me, I'm saying, okay. The apple of Chotzer Obey, and the wheat of Yom, that Mishra Rabbeinu erected, was 9 tvoch. The apple of Chotzer Obey, the height of the oven was, 9 tvoch. What kind of armies are we talking? The apple of Ashish Atrochim, so that in the length was 15, the wheat was 9, the height was 9, the aruches, there are 2 tablets. So, and the aruches were placed in all. So the aruches all could have went from each rock of each tablet was 6 tvoch. And the width of each tablet was 6 tvoch for all magician. And the width of each tablet was rich. Menochim, kineged, all kishal oven. Let's imagine that this is the oven. This is the base of the oven, and then you have the walls of the oven, and then you have here walls, and you have here walls of the oven. So this is the length of the oven. The length of the table is the length of the oven. So, and these are the luches. So then you place the luches along the length of the oven. Now, so the length of the oven was 15 tvochim. So from here to here, it's 15 tvochim. Now, you place the luches lengthwise. Now, what was the length of the luches or shishon? So this is shishon, and then you place this shishon. So together, it is 12. So they occupy 12 tvochim alone. 11 of 15 tvochim. So they occupy 12. Now look at talking shishom, Israel, Shemunach, it's going to be all story. Kamaluch is eichel is boren. How much do they occupy here? Shnei was a tvochim. Nishtai Rishom, Shlei is a tvochim. So, Shai Hashom, Shleisha Tvochim. So, the three, Tzemem Tepa, Chetzil Kesel Zeh, Chetzil Kesel Zeh. Let's say, on the wheat of the Kesel, so that is Hefi Tepa. And here is Hefi Tepa. So, how much of empty space is left? 12 is occupied by the Turuches. And there, and one tefach is occupied, there is no empty space in the one tefach, because hefi tefach here, in the width of the case of the oven, and hefi tefach here. So two tvochim, empty space, is left here. 2 tvochim of empty space. Tzeimen tefach, hesem kisul zeh, hesem kisul zeh, nishtai rush tvochim. So let's say, this occupies no tvachim, so it's left empty space to tvachim. To tvachim. Nishtayu shom shnei tvachim, shebohem vateir amunah. So with that empty space of the two tvachim, so this is what tov munah. Tov munah, shenema, ein borin rak shirim uchazadu isa, shenei ashomeish, ein borin rak. So ein is a mute, rak is a mute. And mute ha mute in rabbits. My boring rak, mute ha mute, the hood of the rabbits. So it's a ribu. What is it, Marbe? Is it Marbe? Because the Pasuk says there is nothing wrong, only the words. But they are muting, so it's Marbe. In addition to the Ruchas, there is something else. What? What is there something else? There's a Torah. So in that empty space of the two Torahim, the Torah was put up. The Midah of the Rabbis, the Tehra Shemina Rore, Pirnasto, and the Lord. So you set it, you arrange the Ore Lord. How about the Ore, the Reed of the Ore? The Ore. Say you promise the Ore Lord, and now we have to explain, arrange the Ore Lord. Come on, Luchi Seichlis. We open Shisha Tvachim. Because the Luchi has opened Shisha Rore Shisha. Now, this is a tablet, so that's six Tvachim, and this is also six Tvachim. So, come on, look at seven more Shisha Tvachim, and what was the width of your nine Tvachim? So, six Tvachim occupied it, so how much is left here? This space, three Tvachim. From here to here, it's nine Tvachim. This occupies six Tvachim. So, three Tvachim is left, empty space. Kam du der Mol Shvochi, di shtayl shom shvochi, tsay nem teva, khatsel kesel ze, di khatsel kesel ze, ni shtayl shom shnei tvo, shel hey si vetay ve ni khas ye tse ko, di bere me ye. So according to Rabbi Meir, all these measurements are considered in terms of an Amo Bashishapot. What Rabbi Yehuda says that the measurements are considered in terms of an Amo Bashishapot. Is Hamishabon. So it says, the Buddha in the Bahamas Hamishabon, Baruch is all from Shisho, the Rob on Shisho, the Rob on Shisho, Munoche is now, if it's Bahamas Hamishabon, and the Oren, so the length of the Oren was 2 hours. Now, if each hour is 5, 2 hours is 10, and half an hour is 2.5, so it's 12.5. Tvachim, Tven Tvachim, Baruch is all from Shisho, the whole one Shisho, the whole one Shisho, the whole one Shisho, the whole one Shisho, so away, come to Luchis, here we go, and she was a Tvachim. So when you put the two Luchis lengthwise, so that occupies, so it occupies 12 Tvachim. And how much is the whole thing that I'm going to do it? 12 and a half Tvachim. So how much is left? Nishtayu shom chetzi tefach. Etz ba l'keisel ze, v'etz ba l'keisel ze. So that fills up all the 12 and a half one. So the last one, the okay. So you explain, you arrange the only okay contract. Say you promise, now we have to explain and to arrange the only okay. Kamo luches, eitz bo rein, shishat one. Because the width of the luches is 6 one. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is measured in terms of Amo Bas Hamisha Tvachim and the Luches, so I'm sorry, and the Rovei was Amo Bechetzi. Now Amo Bechetzi, Amo is 5 Tvachim, Chotzi Amo is 2.5 Tvachim. So Amo Bechetzi would be 7.5 Tvachim. So Kamo Bechetzi Tvachim, Shisha Tvachim. So how much space is left? So, it can help. Nishtayo shom tefach omerto, say men, choti tefach. Et ba omerto, the case was it. There are two gilsoids. Our gilsoid is et ba omerto, the case was it. But Rashi's gilsoid is not et ba omerto, the case was it, but et ba omerto, the case was it. That's why that way is a ba. Say men, choti tefach. It's about the case of the day, the extra case of the day. The word Rashi is given. Same here, it's about the case of the day, the extra case of the day. So that constitutes a quantity. So how much is left? Empty space, one tefach. So the shtayos of tefach, of empty space. So what was kept in that empty space of tefach? Sheboy amud meili. They had amud. So according to Rabbi Meir, in the empty space that was left, after the bulk of the space was occupied by the ruches, so what was put in the empty space? The svator. But according to Rabbi, the svator was not even kept in all. Outside all. The svator was kept outside all. So what was kept in the empty space that remained after the bulk of the space inside the hall was taken, was occupied by the ruches? So the amun, shenamar apiros lano shuimah zalvon amun was kesef to those who don't know how. So the question arises, like, so where was the sevatora place? According to Rambam, the sevatora was kept inside the hall. According to Rambam, the inside the hall, the amun was kept. That okay. Sevatora, there was no space left for placing the sevatora therein. So where was the sevatora kept? So because in the time of the shift in the priest in the Philistines sent a dura and a matone of a chest. So the Arabosh Shiru Tesiku may priest in Duba Mike Swayamuna today. So that chest so was placed, was set up that's the Torah is kept. But according to Rabbi, the Torah was kept outside the Orbe. So, what is the new Tahamut? What is the Tahamut? Uman Kayu Meim Bor in Rak, the Rabbi Shimon was. Shemnoch Bor, But the question is this, where did they get space to put the Shibre in Buchas? After all, the bulk of the space inside the oven was occupied by Luchas, and there was left one tefach was left of empty space, and that one tefach of empty space that was left was occupied by Amudim. So how could you leave the Shibre Luchas? Hence, we push the Shibre Luchas beneath the Luchas, and they put the Shibre Luchas, the fragments, beneath and on top of the fragments of the Luchas, and they put the Luchas. Shibre Luchas, so he says, Uman in time born after, Rabbi Yishibu Luchas, Shemunoch in Yom, and... Alright, so the Gemara had to sign the whole price. You normally have to ask the Kasha against the other price, against the Rebbe. Rebbe said that when the Sivator is written on Griel, so then the proper thing is that the Heke should be in Bofwa. The circumference should be Bofwa. So, and the Sivator that was kept in the home, the Sivator that, according to Rabbeya, was kept in the home itself. So that was the Sivator that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. And Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sivator on Griel. So that was the Heke, according to Rabbe, had to be 6 Vochim. V'is al g'nai dok zivato v'kiv yom vochim. So mer de koshe yish. And it was placed according to the mayor in what space? In the empty space of Tutvot. Of Tutvot. That was the old empty space that was left. V'is al g'nai dok zivato v'kiv yom vochim. Mer de koshe yish v'kiv yom vochim. Yish b'yom v'chav tefa. Yish b'yom v'chav tefa. Now, that's a Gemara in Erev, a Gemara in Sukkah, that Kol Sheyesh Be'ekei V'Shlishet Vochim Yesh Be'erech HaTepach. In other words, that means that pi is equal to 3. I mean, this is an approximation, because pi is equal to 3 1/7 pi. Now, you have the formula, 2 pi r. So in other words, so instead of 2 r, you can substitute d, the diameter. So that's the Rechav. The Rechav is the diameter of the circle. So that words, that C circumference is equal to diameter to pi, diameter pi. Now, so E, now according to the formula that C is equal to d pi, so we may have co-change the Kepler Schlichter blocking. So if C is 3, so then if C is 3, so that means that we consider that pi is equal to 3, but this is only an approximation. Now, why does Dvorah say, why does Dvorah mention this approximation? Well, an approximation has to be mentioned, because you couldn't mention anything but an approximation. So, it can be a more accurate approximation. You can express it in terms of 4 decimal places, you can express it in terms of 100 decimal places, but it will always be an approximation. Now, since it's because it has to be an approximation, so the halacha has to determine. The halacha has to determine, I mean, what approximation we require. So, now the Gemara learns it out from a passage. From a passage in the Rayon, my opinion, that mentions in connection with Yom Shoshwele that Shlomo HaMelech constructed, so there it's mentioned that the circumference was 30, I think, and that the width, the diameter, was 10. So there too it's an approximation. But since the Pasuk mentions this approximation, so maybe it's a riot of Lechumre. We should always consider pi as 3. Lechumre, that doesn't mean that Lechumre will consider pi as 3. It has to be a little more than any approximation, because no matter what you mention, it will always be an approximation. So the chumre, so that was the chumre, so it has to be a little more. So be sure that it has the proper measures. But the chumre, so that's it. Since the pasuk says in connection with the national training that the Shlomo HaMelech constructed, that it was, the circumference was 30, and the diameter was 10. So we see that we always consider this approximation. This approximation. So, we start by Sivatei Rechkei Kivot Vokhi, Mer Dekon Chiyesh Bekei Mishlishet Vokhi, Chiyesh Bekei Tefa, We hid the tzos in Iblau, because it had 2 amudim. So the melee was, because of the 2 amudim, it had more than 6. So it had more than 6. So not for Shlomo Yitrei, not for Yitrei, Yitrei Tifrei. Yisrafre Yitrei, the Beine, Yitrei Pushre, Heriosi. So, Omar Abache Bar Yaakov, Sifra Zohar, that's the Sifra Shkosach Moshe, Vitrinosi Unibla. Vitrinosi Unibla. So, Inu Yolam Odecha, Vinibla Mitrosi Nisei. So, that there, it means that it was exactly 2. Vakate Tren Vitrei Eriosi. Actually, I mean, to be accurate, so, it was a little less than 2. Because it was 2 according to the Cheshvin of Kochi Yejme, Kiri Shlisha Tvochi, Yejme Rechatep. So the Chumre we require that, so we consider that Pi is considered as 3. But as far as the Mitzias is concerned, so Pi is a 3 and 1/7, as 3 and 1/7, then it will not be 2, it will be a little less than 2. Because if the circumference is 6, so then the diameter would be, to be exact, 22 21/11. Now, 22 elevenths would be 2, but this would be according, if you consider pi as 3 1/7, 22 sevenths, not 21 sevenths, but 22 sevenths, so then it will be, so the diameter would be 42 21ths. In other words, it's 21 elevenths. So 21 elevenths is not exactly 2. So it's 1/7 less than 2. So why does the Gemara say? Why does the Gemara say? It's not 3 betray. It's 21 elevenths. It's 3 minus 1/7. The answer is, just as it is impossible that 2 should get inside 2, so even 21 11 should get, is also the hakim there. Maybe you could do it by tearing the gilead of the svatah. Because after all, it's almost 2. It's almost 2. So the main lesson, the width of the svatah, is almost 2. It's minus 1/7. So mainly, just as it is impossible to place, if it is impossible, it certainly is impossible to place a svatah that has a width, a diameter of 2 into an empty space of 2, so it would be very difficult to place, to push in with impunity. You could do it by tearing the svatah, if you exert a lot of pressure, so then you'll be able to do it, but not with impunity. So mainly, even though, to be exact, it's not 3, it's 1/7 less than 3, it's 21 elevenths, but it is just as difficult to push in a svatah that has a hekev of 6 and a diameter of 21 elevenths into an empty space of 2. So the Gemara says, Vakate mitzvah, Gemara de kashe, Vakate trei mitrei heiche hav evi osi, Omar Rabashe, he called it bepurte, vikar chemil. So that means that it's litrosi univlal, and then, he didn't roll it all the way, but he left it, and then he was given from the other side, and the cloth he rolled on top. So in other words, the whole sematol, he said, was little out, until here, and then he took a little bit, and he was there later, and he put it on top. So that reduced the heke, and if it reduced the heke, so maybe it reduced the diameter, so he was able to push in and to place the svatah inside of it. Let's see the Rashi. Shimon Locha Tach Malucha Tivet Tev HaMedashim Ki Bishik Shor Yimtzuhu Lebor Bishik Vochim Rav Tevim Bein Yav Bishik Nam Vamu Uvitchim Pui Shrei Chem Yossi Vitham Mishnayim Shor Bishik Vochim Vesim Tuhu Tzim Amuna Tzimah Azor Vesim Shor Sat Meishe Ubein Kirim Bazor Ein Pashas HaMelech Vahakir Vikim Vod Lovim Akiturim Vitchilosim Nivalim Amudechot Inum Tvosim Isim Vikor Bein Purta Shikir Bein Kulim Amin Vikzat Vikir Laatzri ומניע ביזן ככה, עשים גם למיילו, ביקר חליל, ביקר למיילו על ההקה. Now the more S, the cash, we have a view day. So, the computer says that the svatol is never kept inside of it. And where was the svatol kept? The sifras of the shosim and chen, in the argos, in the chenis, that the Philistines sent to the Jewish people. So, but that was at the much later day. So, until that time. So, where was the Sematoi kept? Come and say, ah, was the day So the mother says, that they have enough in me. So when that was protruded from the home, like a shell, and the Yosef of the Sematoi, so he shall protrude it from the home. Let's say, so suppose this is the home. So here he shall protrude it from the home. And on that shell, the Sematoi was kept until the Philistines sent the arrows. We have made my own way. Now the view this is that the Sematoi was not kept inside her. And he uses it from the post. Los kei achasim ratoa ze misanto meisei mitzad arim misan shem mitzad mua so that's a posik it says mitzad arim misan shem according to the mayor why did it say mitzad after all it was kept inside God so not adjacent to the oil with a mayor hain tano or my own way hau mi boi misnala hu mitzad misnala bei meruche ulei wa mikabei but indeed it was kept gabei gabeins inside brom means outside Minatzad, in other words, Minatzad means that it wasn't, let's say, it could have been kept between the two luchas, let's say, one tablet here, one luach here, and then empty space between the two luchas, and this Sematoi, it could be set up between the two luchas. So this is what the Pasuk tells us, that it wasn't placed that way. But the two luchas were placed together, and then the empty space towards the wall of the home, towards the wall of the home, but inside, so there the Sematoi was kept. Now, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sematoi was not kept inside the home, so the empty space was used to place therein the Amudim. But, Amudim Shoshoim, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was no empty space left, because the empty space that was left after the bulk of the space was occupied by the tablet, so that was used for keeping the Sematoi. So where were the Amudim kept? The Ramun Ramea, Ramun Michal Kain, we boy outside. The Ramea, Shibri Muchet Noch Mohim No Long. So the Bude learns out from Ein Rak that the Shibri Muchet was kept. But Ramea learns out from Ein Rak that the Sematoi was kept. So how does he know this fact that Shibri Muchet was placed on? And on that, no one is heard. Not the Ein Rabunet. Don't have the mind to see my speech for Shabbat Hashem. Two cases, my Kumi, oh, Lami, Shabuchi, Shibuchi, and Noch Mori. So, Shom, crazy next year. Luluchi, Swishi, Luluchi, I shall meet for Shom, Hashem, it's right. So, Luchi, Mori, Vido, how we boil in the Gabriel, the Gabriel, אומר שנכוי מה שהשם יכולתם להיות נוח מורה וידוח how do you know that all the shades what do you mean חוקי ליוב? חוקי ליוב does not mean kiu sometimes has reference to the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Rachum Chanun but sometimes kiuim have reference to the shades themselves but vis-a-vis the Shem Abayi the Shem Abayi so the other shades like kiu and kiu Tzvokeis Shakai, so these shades are all kinuim. So here it doesn't mean kinuim in the sense of Chacham Chanun or Rabbai, but it means kinuim in the other shades, other than the Shem Atver. So, Vidach Nami Boi Lohei, Vach Nami, El Shem Lohei, Vach Nami, Lohei, Nafke, Vidon Rabbeis, Vach Nami, 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 נתון רבון, סיברון שם למהים, ירשוע ושייטים שבועל ומלוכת. יום ידיר חסקל, וישי יושים עושו, מרדה וישע קודם, וכסים, תחיל הסברה נשאר וישע, וכים הישע דיבתחילו, ואלמי שבע דהישע, כמה נביאים היו. So that's the same of the name. ירשוע, שייטים, שבועל ומלוכת, Yirmi Cheskel Yishai 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 Now, and Yishai is the first one in Chiyoski. But chronologically, Yishai was before Yishai. So, why isn't it arranged in the chronological order, מאה דהיש אקוד, דרסית סלמתי מה נשם בהיש, וכי דהיש אני מתחילו, אבל מי שמה דהיש כאן מדהים אוי, בוא מרח אני יחדי שהוא יתחילו לעבור נרחים שתסתלו להספר, ואילו הם, היש גם אישה אני או מוסמיך, so היש אני was chronologically first, so his מקויה should be written in the chronological order, ובלתי מלהיש ורהיש, so he more says, keep your sin in course, you can't be chadis chali malachai, the chadis chali malachai, he said, you lima be choshem ribadayi, because in the three or so, you have certainly be, who chronologically live after all the other being, because chadis chali malachai were the less to be, so he mele, so he shines place with them, so he more as a kashe, he lived lechte lo lechude, he lived in there, but since chronologically Heisha was before all the other living, so let Heisha be written by itself and let that be arranged in the scroll before Heisha, and then the other living of the Triloso will be arranged after Heisha. So you read the message, you want to say it's Ayin Zudah Milkas, because Heisha's Nibuya is very small. How many chapters do you have? 15 chapters. So maybe if the Nibuya of Heisha would be written by itself, so then there is a possibility that when a person will try to look for Heisha, it will get lost. I mean, it cannot get lost, but I mean, subjectively, it might get lost if it will be written by itself. It will be written by itself. So maybe it will be hard for the Gabriel sometimes to find Isha. But if it's written together with all the other Levim of Triloso, so together with all the other Levim, it occupies many Amudi, many Gilines. So in Mele, it will not get lost. So I didn't do the Milkas, now we must have a cash. Mele, Shai, Kodimiyomie. So how is it that after Melochim, the first novel that is written and arranged, is here on the air. Why is that arranged in the chronological order? Mel Nishaya Kod Miyomi Lecheskel, written on Nishaya Bereishe. Why is it that Nishaya is put after Yomi and after Lecheskel? We know, chronologically, just the other way around. Written on Nishaya Bereishe. So the more answers, King Yomi say the Chubel, the end of Melochim deals with the Chubel, and Yomir deals completely with the Chubel, with Yomir Kulechol, and Yecheskel, so the beginning of Yecheskel deals with the Chubel, the end of Yecheskel deals with the Buye of Yemis HaMashiach, of Nechome, Yecheskel is Chubel and Yisim Nechomose, Yishai Kulechol Nechomose, so something of Chubel and Chubel. So weiter, of course, Melochim, that's Nevim Rishayim. So Melochim has to come before Nevim Achim. So Melochim has to be first. But the end of Melochim deals with the Chum. So who is most adapted, who is Nevuye is most adapted to the Chum? Yomye, because Yomye's Nevuye deals primarily, there are a few chapters of Nechome in Yomye. But the Nevuye's of Yomye deal primarily with the Chum. So maybe that's most, I mean, now it's substantively, so there is a more closeness between the end of Melochim and Yomir than between the end of Melochim and Yishayim. So Melele, so Yomir Kulet Habone, Yicheske Yoreisha Habone, Yisim Vinachemte, and Yishayim Kul Vinachemte, Samchino Chubele Vinachemte Vinachemte Vinachemte. Now, Sivon Shok Suri, Who's this about giving me here, who means me, Geheles, Shirashimi, the Kinei, is going to be, and Gima says there, Ezra, the Rayoni, why is it that all the Tanakhs that are published, whether in Israel, not all, I mean, there are a few exceptions, but 90% of all the Kitzvei HaKiddush, of the Tanakhs that are published, so do not follow the order of the Gemara. I don't know why they couldn't, why someone couldn't make sure that they should follow the order that is mentioned in the law. In some Kitzvei HaKiddush, in some Tanakhs. So Divrei HaYomim is written together with Melochim. I mean, HaYomim is Ksuvim, and Melochim is Levim. So still many Tanakhs. So it's written, so the Rayonim comes after Malach. That's a total deviation, because it's a different division of Kisviyat. Alright. But I saw a few Tanakhs that followed, that are arranged in the order of the Gemara. So Sidon Shok Surim, so the first reading Surim is Amos. We say then Sivatil, and here Mishle Ki Elesh Rashirim, Kines that means Eichon, the Liel Vases there, Esel Vrayonim. Now what's about Nehemiah? So Nehemiah is included in Esel. It's one thing. Uman Dioma, Iyem Meishe Oyo, Livino Iyem Vekishe. So chronologically, Iyem was first, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. So the Gemara says that the reason is why we begin the Ksuvim with Rus, not with Iyev. Not with Iyev, and Iyev is the third Sefer in the order of the Ksuvim, is because Iyev deals with tragedy, with Poronius. So as soon as Poronius are in Maslow, it's not proper to start this scroll with the Sefer that deals with human tragedy. So the Gemara says, who's not the promise? I mean, the bulk of the Sefer Rus is descriptive of the tragedy that overtook the Jewish people. Not primarily the material discomfort that overtook the Jewish people in the fact that the Jewish people experienced a famine, a war. That's not so bad. But the other tragedy, the spiritual tragedy that is described in Rus, I mean that the sons of Hamelech, Machlin Michilgen, were prominent Jews, Shnei Ador, married Moshe Nochias. That's the big tragedy that is described in Rus. So how is it that we start the Sefer Ksuvim with Rus, which the beginning of which is descriptive of the spiritual tragedy that overtook the Jewish people, B'nei Ashriti? So the Gemara says, L'chol HaPoches in Rus, the tragedy has a happy ending. Poronius, the Yisle Yachitz, Dom HaKabi Yechen Roman Yitchosh Marum, Shiyot HaMenem Udomi, Shalibor HaKabi Bok, Kodishir HaShud Yishboches. So, Shalibor HaKabi Bok, Kodishir HaShud Yishboches, Umikosron, who wrote? So all the swarm in the Ksuvim. Who wrote all this one? So Meishe, Kosav Sifrei, that Hamishah Mishutero, Uparshas Biron, Veliyev. Now, this is a strange piece of Gemara. So Gemara says here, Meishe, Kosav Sifrei, Uparshas Biron. Uparshas Biron. So, what Parshas Bilam? So Rashi says it means the Sefer of Bilam, the Parshas Bilam. But that's an integral part of the Torah. So why does the Gemara have to say Meishikos Apsifrei U Parshas Bilam? The Gemara doesn't say Meishikos Apsifrei U Parshas Lechem. Because that's part of the Torah. So why does the Gemara say Meishikos Apsifrei U Parshas Bilam? U Parshas Bilam. So Rashi says, so there is one pshat in Rishayim. There is one pshat in Rishayim that there was a separate Sefer. I mean, that's a very strange pshat. But most Rishayim explain that Parshas Bilam has reference to the Sefer of Bilam in Sefer of Amidbar, Borok and Bilam. So why does the Gemara have to spell it out naturally? So Rashi says, Parshas Bilam, Nivuose Yumishon, Apo Pishe Inon Tzirchi Meishe, Vitirose Yitzigamas. It's a very strange expression in Rashi. Apo Pishe Inon Tzirchi Meishe, Vitirose Yitzigamas. What does it mean? Because the Sefer of Bilam is not descriptive of the life of Moshe. What's about all of Bereishis? Is that descriptive of the life of Moshe? All of Bereishis that was before Moshe was born. But that's Peras Menche. So So why does Rashi say, Afrotishate and so cremation, it was his eyes? There is a Rabbi, I mean, it's not, I don't think it was published, but Baalpeh. There is the Sifri and the and this above, we come in Israel, cremation, not. So the Sifri says, in Israel we come, I will be made, we may say, you will come. The Torah says, we come in Israel, cremation, not. So that means the Israel, the Jewish people, no one arose like Rachel. But in the same way, someone like Rachel arose, who knew Bilam. I mean, it's a shocking secret. Who was it? Bilam. So in other words, Bilam had a one characteristic, like Rachel. In one thing, he was like Rachel. So all the other people were not like Rachel. I mean, Shmuel, and Leo, and Elisha, and Yishayu, Yirmiyeh, Cheskel, I mean, Micho, Amos, all the Levim were not like Rishon. Not even one thing. But Bilam HaRoshe, who is the symbol of riches, so he was like Rishon. Very strange. Then, the Sifri concludes, Uma Hefes, Bein, Bilam HaRoshe, so, Meisheir, U Bilam Yoshe. Meisheir means U Bilam Neifel. Neifel, U Gruinai. Shenema Neifel, U Gruinai. Meisheir, the Holy Shinyot. Bilam, Loi, the Holy Shinyot. Now, the Rambam. So the Sifri on one hand says that Bilam was like Rachel, a nobody like Rachel. All the other people were not like Rachel. But Bilam was like Rachel. But there was a difference between Bilam and Rachel. What's the difference? That Rachel was Eliyah, Bilam was Yoshe. Now, one of the Yitrei Hadas of the Yagyu days is Ani Mam Bemuna Shreimo, Shenevu Asreisha Rabbeinu Lashomu Yavitz, Vishiru Oyo Alpha Vim, Lakeinu Nifono Laboimach. So that's one of the Ikhadas. In other words, if somebody does not believe that Meshe was the Adenko Abim, that Meshe's Nibuye was different than the Nibuye of anybody else, so he's considered as a hater, the Rambam says. Now, so the Rambam discusses that in Hilchas Nisei Da'aretz, and the Rambam mentions the fundamental difference between Nibuas Meshe and Nibuas Shoranim. So the Rambam says as follows. Oh, in Perin Zayimor, he said that here. Halacha Dalet. So he said, Kol Arvim in Yisnabim v'cholim she'iyot, Elo Michadim Daitom v'yeshim Tzmeichim v'tidelei v'mizbeleti, She'in Amvu Hashem Olo v'tichatzus, v'tichatzus, Elo v'tichsimchot. ופיחור והלווים לפניהם נבל ותן וחומי וכימי ומבקשים הנבואו וזהו שאומר והימו מסנב תלוים המחלוקים לדרך הנבואו עד שנבואו כמו שעתאים לה תלוים ונסגרים אלו שמבקשים ונסנבו הם הנקרואים בני הלווים ואף על פי שמחבנים די טוב אפשר שתשחשכים עליהם ואפשר שלא יתשחש כל הדבור בין הלוח הלוח כל הדבורים שאומרנו איתם, נבואו אלוך אוהבים או אישנים ואחרים, חוץ למי שרבינו רב משוק הלמבים, ומה ההפרס יש? ונבואו עצמי של משוק הלמבים, שכל הנביאים בחלבינו הם במערב, ומי שרבינו משנא ונבואי ובאמת, שנאמרו בימי שר יומי ודבר איתם, וישמע כן ודבר אלו. כל הנביאים באו ממעלו, לפי חוכרים אשר ראים ממו שלו וחילו, מי שרבינו לא יאו ממעלו. שנמרפא על פי אדם הזה, ונאמר בדבר השמר, מי שפונים לא פונים, ונאמר ותכנסת השם יבי, שאומרים מה שמשום משום לא יעדור על בורי, ולא יחידו במושום, הוא שאתם אומרים לא לו, ומראה ולא יבחיץ, שנשנא מבחינו, אלא ומראה שיעדור על בורי, כל הנביאים יראים ונבעלים ומסמדים, ומי שרבים ילכים, הוא שאתם עושים בקרקע שידעו ראשונאו, כלי מה, כמו שאינו עוד עוד גיבל, משמיע אותי לדרך הבאים, כך הוא יוגע מדי תשעו משרבינו, ויהובי דברי הנבואי ואין את הלאים וישורי, כל הפנים מסנבים בכל אישי יוצאו, מי שרבינו אין כן, אלא כל זמן שיהיה בצורה הקדש ליפג'וסה, והוא אשר אורו, ונמצוא את מרחב עמדי כמו מזלם אורו, שעל מחובן ומזומן מאלק כמלאך השורץ, ולפיכות מסלם ומחולץ, שנמרים דומה שמיו, מה נמצא על השם לכם? ובוזה לפי חלוקים שנמריך את העיר אוהב, שובו לכם ולריכם, ועתו פולי אמי לימודי, הול ערבי הולמדתו, שכל ערבים כשם בו נסלק עצמם, חיסלם לאורו, שהוא צורך יעקוף כולם כשורו, לפי חוק פירסים משיסר, ובין שרבים ולחוזר לאורו לאורישי, ולפי חוק פירסים לאורישו, לאירו, ומנדים אלי, וביקשו עדיין תרצו לאורי, והוא נסתם לכמו לבעיית לאירו, וכן וכל הדיוקולו במסכן שלו. And that was the head of Miriam. Because she said that the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed himself to her, to Aaron, also. But, so that's the parasha. That's the parasha at the end of Aleichem. The fundamental difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe Rabbeinu. So many manifestations of the differences between Moshe Rabbeinu. What are the manifestations? That all the other being, so they had a revelation in the form of a prophetic vision. In the form of a vision. But Moshe Rabbeinu received the revelation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in the form of a vision. There was a direct revelation, and it wasn't through the medium of a dream, of a prophetic dream and a vision. And Moshe Rabbeinu was not the Hoshi. I mean, he was fully conscious when he received the revelation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, the Sifri, the question arises, the Sifri says, בישראל קום, אבל מסו קום, אבל במסאו קום, ומה האפס במי שם בירום? מי שאין, בירום יושב, מי שבירום בחיזוי, בחלי, מי שנת, בחלי, פאו 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 פאו. But the same differences are mentioned between מי שאין לי בין תום. Here the Sifri says, we come be Israel Kedeshah, no, be Israel we come, our we may say we'll come. So, on the surface, the Sifri is saying that Bilam was superior, in a certain sense, to the other being. Because the other being were not like a nation anyway. And Bilam was, in a certain way, like a nation. But then, the Sifri mentions the same differences between Meisha and Bilam, as the Rambam mentions, as the differences between Meisha and Shomimi. So the question is, Monefsha, if the same differences that are true of Meisha Rabbeinu vis-a-vis Dagnumi are also true of Bilam, of Meisha Rabbeinu vis-a-vis Bilam, so in what way is Bilam superior to all Dagnumi and he's like Meisha in a certain sense? And then the whole concept that Bilam was like Meshe, even in one respect, seems inconceivable. It seems shocking. Bilam is a symbol of fishes. And the Novi, not Meshe Rabbeinu. All the other Novi, who are not on the Madrig of Meshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam says that who can become Novi? Only one who has attained intellectual and moral and ethical perfection. I mean, the Paisa, Patricha, the Yoya, so there are 10 monks, 10 madrigas, 10 statements are mentioned. Zirus, Rizus, Nikibus, Prisius, Tare, Chsidus, Anobe, Gdushe, and it says, Gdushe of Nivio in the Ruach HaKidosh. And Ruach HaKidosh in Nivio in the Nivue. So, in order to acquire Ruach HaKidosh, you must follow through a process, and Bilam was the symbol of riches, of arrogance, and of wickedness, of arrogance, of everything, of impurity, indecency. But it was the Rotz Navere that Bilam should receive a revelation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Rotz Navere. But here the Sifri says, "Be Yisroel kol, our Yisroel kol." And Mala Hefresh, so the Sifri mentions the same Hefresh that the Rambam mentions between Moshe Rabbeinu and Dan Levi. So in what way is Bilam superior to Dan Levi? And he's like Moshe in one respect, when the same differences that are true of Moshe Rabbeinu vis-a-vis the Levi are also true of Moshe Rabbeinu vis-a-vis Bilam. So the Chaim said as follows. So I mean, that is probably Pshat in Rashi. He says, now, Tiras Meshe contains Nivuyas of other name also. Yitzchok, Yaakov. So I mean, these Nivuyas were given to Avraham. But, so, in other words, so, the Nivuyas mentioned, let's say, in Sefer Bereishis, so, were revealed twice. First of all, it was revealed, let's say, the way of Lech Lechon, Arachon, and Techon, Mitzvah. So, the first time, it was revealed to Avraham when the Rachel revealed himself to Avraham. That was the first time. Then, when the Torah was given to Sinai, so the Rachel revealed the whole parasha, that it was the whole way that had already been revealed many years before Moshe to Avraham Avinu, so it was again revealed to Moshe. When did the Nivui of Avraham Avinu, of course, if somebody learns Lechachon, it's the Kaya Mitzvah from the Torah, that's an integral part of the Torah, that's the first Sefer. So, when did the Nivui of Lechachon, the Arzachon, the Lechachon, the Lechachon, become a Chetzer Torah Shechzah? When it was revealed the first time to Avraham Avinu, and the Rebbeinu Shalom said to Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Ma'aretz Ma'adecha Bezavicha, at the time it was just a Nivui. It wasn't there. Then, we see that, when the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed the whole Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu and dictated the whole Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, so then, when the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed the Nivui of Lech Lecha to Moshe Rabbeinu, then Lech Lecha became the Chetzer of Torah. But the first time when Lech Lecha was revealed to Avraham Avinu, it wasn't Chetzer of Torah. So even the Nivuyas of Avraham Avinu that Torah's Meshe contains became the Chetzer of Torah not to Avraham Avinu. It became the Chetzer of Torah for Meshe Rabbeinu. So Bilam is an exception. Bilam is an exception. In other words, Bilam, so this is what Rashi means. Parshas Bilam, Nivuoseyu Mishol, Apo Kishim and Tzirch HaMeshi, what it means in HaMeshi. Everything that the Torah says is descriptive of Tzirch HaMeshi, and not the Tzirch HaMeshi. And Reshit Bola, Kim Tzishmai, the Zohar, it's a Tzirch HaMeshi. I mean, not the Tzirch HaMeshi. It means Tzirch HaMeshi, even though they did not become Torah through the revelation to Moshe. It became Torah immediately, the moment the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed himself to Bilam, he became Torah. Before it was again revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Before Moshe Rabbeinu put it into life, he became a Chetzer Torah. So this is what Rashi means. So one could say, since the parasha of Bilam became a Chetzer Torah through the revelation of the parasha of Bilam to Bilam, so maybe Bilam should write. We see generally, so every Nivuye, so who wrote it? The same person, the same Novi, to whom it was revealed generally. There are exceptions. But generally, so let's say, the Nivuye of Shmuel, so who wrote it? Shmuel wrote it. But there are exceptions. So one could say that the parasha of Bilam, which became the Chetzer of Torah Shebichzav, through the revelation of the parasha of Bilam to Bilam, that maybe Bilam al Petin was should have written it. So the Gemara tells us now that even though it became Torah, even though it became a Chetzer of Torah through Bilam, it became a Chetzer of Torah through Bilam, but it had to be put into writing by Moshe Rabbeinu, not by Bilam. That is the only aspect, that's the only common aspect between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam, which is not true of the other meaning. Because the other meaning, let's say, even if the Nivuyas are mentioned in the Torah, let's say like a form of Yitzchok, Yaakov, even though the Nivuyas are mentioned in the Torah, and there are certain Nivuyas that were given to Aaron, but if the Nivuyas that were given to Aaron, so became Torah not through their revelation to Aaron, but through the revelation to Moshe. So Bilam was the only one whose Nivuyah is mentioned in the Torah, and we became the heads of Torah immediately, the moment it was revealed to Bilam. Even before Moshe, even before it was revealed to Moshe, and Moshe put it into writing, it already became the heads of Torah. It already became a heads of Torah. This is how Rashi explains it. ומיקוסון מיישה כוסף ספרי ופרשת בילו וישוע כוסף סודן בספרי says מהו ההפרס בבילו ובמיישה. So Reb Chaim explains that in a very nice way. It's not the usual, it's usual depth. So he says Reb Chaim already knew of the phonograph. The phonograph was already discovered. I think that the phonograph was discovered in 1898. Edison invented the phonograph, the record, you know, in 1898. So Reb Chaim says that Pshat in that Sefri is, he mentioned the Moshe. There are certain individuals who have the talent, the singing talent, are great singers. And then, but you can turn on the phonograph. And you also hear a record. So it's also as impressive as the singing by singing. But can anyone say that the phonograph has a great talent? He's a terrific singer. So no, the phonograph is only, and I'm trying to express it that way, is only a mindset cool down. It's only a monitor. You put it in and then it sings. But the phonograph itself has no talent. So that's, in other words, Bilam, of course, Bilam could not be compared in any way with Yisrael. He could not even Chas V'Sholem be compared to any other one. Because all the other being attained the Vuyeh through intellectual and ethical perfection. But Bilam, so that was the Rotten Abele, that Bilam should have the Vuyeh. But the Gabriel himself was not enough. As a matter of fact, in explaining the Ramban and the Sugya of Nidim Shimon Bizamid Yoshikun Vuor Nabin, explaining the Ramban and the Ritwa, so I mentioned that the Rambam says that when someone comes and he mentions a Divuye, whether he's in Israel or in Zeilom, so we have to listen to him. If he proves that he's Itzemes, that he's not in a Be'asheta. And the Kashi is raised against the Rambam, and he says, not in the Kyotacho. So, the Komeini. So, the Rul Nachir. So, in other words, there is no Aloche of Ilof Tishmo in respect to the Novi who is an Akum. And then the question arises, but how can we say there is no Novi in the Akum? But we have Nivim from Akum, Bilom, Israel. We have Nivim, in Israel before he was Misgaya. All right, then ultimately he was Misgaya. But he had Nivuye, he was a Novi before he was Misgaya. So the answer is that Novi is a Chalishen in the Gabi. There is a Loche that the Novi can be a Kiri, Novom Natir, or Vishor, like in Yom Bahar Kam. And there is a Shibis Hashem, which is a Shem in Yomes, that's a Mikdes, a truth, that if someone is in Novi, like in Yom, like in Isha, like in Shail, so he can be a Kiri, Novom Natir, or Vishor, even Shalom Yom Kiri. He does ask, if the Gabi is in Novi. When the Novi tries to be Ikea, not of the Adibo, so there, he cannot be Ikea, pretty sure. He can be pretty sure. But everybody agrees that the Novi is a Chalishem in the Gabbe. Chalishem in the Gabbe, there is an essay of Elof Nishmo. If the Novi tells us to do something, and we don't do it, so we are in here, and the essay of Elof Nishmo. But there are other media, but then Novi is a medium of revelation. So there are other media of revelation. Let's say Urim Tumim or Basco by Shemi. Many times there was a Basco. So that's also a media of revelation, a Basco. But if a Basco would come out and say, Mefisho, everyone should be Mechal Shabbos. So the matter of this. Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Inu mashgichim libasko." So, in other words, it's a special halacha in Novi. If someone is in Novi, he has a keiach to be any carrier, we don't materially show. So there's Makhon Hashem, some Hashem say, even if it's not about the ego, and some Hashem, many most Hashem say only if it's about ego. But there is a Hashem in God, no, and then in Novi is a medium of revelation. So, in, so what Zefri said is, Zefri doesn't say in TS that it couldn't happen that the Anakum would hold the Kavanah. This happened already. But the Zefri tells us that the Hashem Novi applies only to Israel. Because the Din Novi is only Shayach, only applies to someone who attained the Din Novi through intellectual and ethical perfection. There's the usual way of attaining the Novi, but sometimes there is a Hotzna Beirei, that someone who has not gone through the stages of developing intellectual and ethical perfection should also get the revelation, but he doesn't have the Chalishen Novi. In other words, so maybe if he is in Novi, and he comes and tells us, Shem Hashem, we are mechuyev to listen. We are mechuyev to listen. Like a basket. But the government does not have the Chalishen Novi. That dies. So, Reb Chaim says something similar. He said, we have a singer. So then, we can praise him. We can admire him. He has such a talent. He's a singer. But it wouldn't make sense to praise a record, say, such a wonderful talent. Because the record is only a monotone, a monotone. It's a bicycle down. It has no talent of its own. It just put into the following record that it should be able to sing. So this one he says. He says, we call the Israeli ultimation not the Israeli come. How will we say come? So what does it mean? It doesn't mean that Bilam's Nibuye was similar to Meshi Rabbeinu's Nibuye Chas V'Sholem. Because what is the fundamental difference between Meshi and Nibuye of Adam and Eve? Because Moshe was Elia, the Holy Shehirze. It wasn't in the form of a vision and in a dream. And the Adam and Eve was Nephil and Yoshein and in the form of a vision, Makal Shoti Dalilei. So that was true of Bilam also. But there is one common aspect between Nivuas Meshe and Nivuas Bilam. Just as every Nivuya of Moshe, so became the Heftzer of Torah from Meshe Rabbeinu, Tehot Zimron Meshe, Meroshe Kivas Yaakov, so Bilam's Nivuya became the Heftzer of Torah. The moment it was revealed to him, why was it that way? That we don't know, we don't have to know. That was the Hotzna Beirei. So the Sifri says, maybe you would draw the conclusion, inasmuch as Bilam was zeicher to something, that no other Novi was zeicher. That no other Novi was zeicher. No other Novi was zeicher that his Nivuyeh should become the Chetzer Torah. Avraham Avinu was not zeicher. Even though his Nivuyeh is contained in Tiras Meshech. He wasn't zeicher. Bilam was zeicher. Maybe you'll try to deduce that there is something great in the personality of Bilam. So the Sifri says, no. Just as one couldn't say there is something great in the substance of the phonograph, because it produces such wonderful songs, why it's a magical melody? It doesn't emanate from the phonograph from a certain talent, a living talent. It is put in. So Bilam, the Hotzna Beirei was that Bilam should be a Nivuya record. It should be a Nivuya record. And that Nivuya record should become a Heftzer of Torah. That was the Hotzna Beirei. So just as you cannot deduce great qualities in a phonograph because it produces such wonderful songs, in the same way you cannot deduce good and sublime qualities in Bilam or Moshe on the basis of the fact that he was zeicher to something that Adam and Eve were not zeicher, because the same differences that apply to Moshe Rabbeinu vis-a-vis Adam and Eve apply to Moshe Rabbeinu vis-a-vis Bilam. So how can you say Bilam was a great person?